Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's welcome in a senior writer from The Undefeated and friend of the program, Mark Spears. And before we start, Mark, Guru was asking me, who is it? A rapper that was at the game on Friday in Atlanta, Pastor Troy. Pastor Troy was at the game.
Okay.
I'm surprised you even recognized him.
Well, I didn't. I actually texted my buddy and said, who was that guy at the game that we were talking about? So, yeah, he had a championship belt wrapped over his shoulder.
I don't know if the average rapper can recognize Pastor.
Thank you. Wow. Can you wear a championship belt if you haven't won a title, Mark? Maybe that's a question for another interview.
I mean, maybe he had that one hit record he had. Maybe that's where it's from.
Gotcha.
Fair enough. Mark, let's get right into the NBA playoffs, and let's start with the Suns. First of all, what'd you think of the ejection of Jokic? And then secondly, just kind of the irony that Chris Paul right now is looks to be getting healthier while the other guys in the league start dropping like flies.
Yeah, you know, we're old school guys, man. And I hate like sounding like the uncle and the, you know, the chair in front of the house and everything. But I always think about the time Robert Parrish, like, punched Bill Laimbeer, and he didn't even get a technical, and he got to stay in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I do think that Joker's foul was a hard foul, but I thought there might have been a little acting there as well. And in that circumstance, like, come on, man. Like, that's the one thing I notice about a lot of the referees now is that there's seems to be too much letter of the law, where I think the like Javies and Dick Pavettas of the world, and you know those guys, they would have been like, you know, they would have figured something out.
You but know, isn't the
kick?
I'm
a guy,
sorry, Mark.
You don't kick out the MVP of the league in that kind of circumstance, but you know it's a different time.
But the problem is that you have to go to New York to review it, so the men on the floor who are officiating the game, the men and women, can't really adjudicate like they used to because they know everything is going to be reviewed anyway. So isn't the problem just the overarching process?
Well, I mean, we don't know what conversations they're having, right? If the head ref was to, like, do something different, what they going to do? Like, somebody from Secaucus is going to fly in and stop the game and say, hey, that's not what we told them to do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. They got to be better than that. Like, because even that's Mark, one of those things where the Suns are like, they don't want it that way either. You know, if you're really a competitive dude, you don't want any kind of asterisk moment. Not that I think that would have altered the series by any means, but, you know, maybe it would have caused the Nuggets to at least win a game. And it's not only helped end the Nuggets season, but it also gives the Suns a lot of rest.
Mark, we were having the conversation about these injuries and what a difference a day makes. And I want to ask you this. I told the fellas last week, I said, hey, I can't deny it. Durant has moved up some notches or notch. I think I'm ready to say this is the best player in the league. And out of nowhere, Kyrie goes down, Harden's been out with the hammy. And where I'm going, Mark, is if they don't return, as crazy as this sounds, is this a test for Durant to do what Curry had to do and LeBron for so many years, basically do it by himself?
Well, I don't know why it took you so long to realize he's the best player when he's healthy. I know there's a lot of people in L.A. and Cleveland who probably would feel different, but, I mean, he's just – that guy's special, man. We saw it up close. It was a pleasure to see him play up close for 3 years. And so, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting situation because now he's kind of in a situation that Steph was in. Where I called him like Steph in the Miracles this season. And like the Bucks are no slouch too. I mean, to me, they're probably a tougher opponent than even the Sixers are. So this is it's harder for Durant because now he has nobody else to help him. You know, well, I mean, what is Blake Griffin going to have 30? When Steph knows it's a lot easier when you have Clay on the court with you and KD on the court. It's a lot easier for KD when you have James Harden and Kyrie there because you have to keep it. Teams have to be honest defensively. Now they could double and play interesting defenses against KD and force the rest of the team to beat you. So, I mean, all the Nets are in a very precarious situation where even as great as Durant is, if you're getting doubled and triple teamed and the rest of the team has to beat you, it could be detrimental.
Mark Spears, senior writer at The Undefeated, joining us on 95.7 The Game. Mark, how do you project the Warriors next year into, you know, either the playoff picture or the title contenders, if you think they can get back to that point? Where do the Warriors fit in the Western Conference pecking order, assuming Clay, you know, is mostly who he was before he left?
I think we know a lot more a week from today, if I'm not mistaken. I think the draft lottery is next Monday.
Yeah, I think it's Tuesday, but yeah, you're right on the money.
Yeah, okay, about a week away from now. And so I think on that day, you'll be able to answer a lot of questions with the Warriors, or start to at least, in terms of, okay, is this a number four or five pick who could come in and make a major contribution immediately, or do they have like 8-14 or nothing? You know,
right.
Maybe Minnesota ends up getting top three. So I think that's when the questions are starting to be answered. Now, I do expect Wiseman to be back and to have an impact. I also think that the Warriors will do better in free agency, knowing that, and I mean in terms of veteran guys, that like say the Rudy Gays or Mellows of the world, like those kind of guys, because now that they know that Clay is coming back, I think it makes it more attractive to come to the Bay than it was a year ago when you knew he was going to be out. So I do expect free agency to be interesting, that they're going to be a hot suitor like they were before. And, you know, the Oubre situation, I know his agent wants big money. And, you know, Kelly has certainly shown that he's capable of, you know, in free agency, all you need to do is have one team fall in love with you and be able to pay you. So it'll be certainly interesting to see what happens with him. But I do think come next Tuesday, that's when you could start putting the pieces together a little bit.
And short of a sign and trade with Kelly Oubre involved, do the Warriors have any ability to add a player of his similar value, or are they looking at veteran minimum and mid-level guys?
Well, I mean, I think that's certainly a question for Lakeland and company. They were in the tax last season. They had a third highest payroll and didn't have a postseason, so that had to sting, especially in the midst of the pandemic when you've lost so much money. But I also feel like being around the Warriors organization like I have, that they know, they don't know how much longer this window is going to be, so they're going to put all their chips in and try to do the best that they can at this moment. So I don't have I'm in playoff mode, so I don't necessarily have all the free agent names in front of me, but I can see Steph and Clay and Draymond making calls to try to get, you know, the best available to come this way.
Mark, speaking of Draymond, I don't know if you saw the podcast with Taylor Rooks, but he was just speaking of what his basically definition of DPOY is. Did you think the NBA got it right, and how close is to he, Draymond, to being the best defender in the league?
I mean, third ain't bad. you know,
right?
I think I'm not one of those stat geeks or nothing like that. There's nothing against it, but statistically, you know, Rudy Gay had perhaps the greatest, you know, season in the history of the league. And I think Draymond gets this too. Like, success helps as well. I mean, if your team has the best record in the best record in the league, right? Utah, or at least the best in the Western Conference, and you're the guy. To me, as much as I love Spider Donovan Mitchell, I think that Rudy's defense is the biggest thing that's led to winning there. I mean, his defense, his rebounding, his intimidation in the post. So I think when it came down to it, and the voters voted, it not only looked at his statistical success, but the winning. And that's something that I think probably hurt Draymond more than anything, is the Warriors winning couldn't match what the Jazz did.
Right. Hey, Mark, before we let you go, who's your pick right now to win it all? I know.
Oh, man. I actually talked to Monty Williams this morning, man, and a lot of the playoffs, as we see these injuries, like the Suns are about to get some major rest. Like, right. What if this Clippers series with Utah ends up going 7? They'll have more than a week off. I mean, we're not supposed to like the Suns, right? Just doesn't sound right. I'm not trying to dodge your question, because you know I'm not scared to answer those kind of questions. But the injuries, man, and who's going to be available? There's so much unknown to that. It's hard to answer that question, because if Kyrie and James are playing, I think it's the Nets. No question. I think it's the Nets. If they aren't, or if one of them misses out, then shoot, man, I think it's anybody but, unfortunately, Atlanta, you know. But it's everyone else left has a shot.
Mark Spears, hey, man, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it, and look forward to catching up soon, man.
And what was Pastor Troy's hit song? Since you know so much about him.
Come on, Steiny.
Wasn't it called The Belt? Something about the belt that he was wearing over his shoulder? Yeah, I don't know.
Here you go.
I don't know, man.
Him knowing him was the win, Mark.
No one
we'll
of the callers
right.
That tweeted the listeners that tweeted. They'll tell you.
All right.
Come on, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
Later.
All right. Mark Spears of the Undefeated.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.